This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started. Gia will be finishing up our chapter today. By the way, Gia, what is our chapter?
Acts chapter 9.
And the verses?
Verses 36 through 43.
Superb! Let's get started.
In Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon a tanner.
Thank you, Gia, and thanks for finishing the chapter for us. Today we read about a wonderful woman named Tabitha, also known as Dorcas. She lived in a town called Joppa and was known for her kindness and her good deeds, especially for helping those in need by making clothes for them. One day Tabitha became very ill and passed away. The people in the community were heartbroken because they had lost a dear friend who had done so much for them. When they heard that the apostle Peter was nearby, they sent for him. Peter came to Joppa, and he went to the room where Tabitha's body was lying. He prayed to God and then said to her, "Tabitha, arise." And immediately, Tabitha opened her eyes and sat up, alive once again. When I think of this disciple of Jesus, Tabitha, I think about the importance of kindness and helping others. Tabitha's legacy was not just her sewing skills, but her heart for others. Her good deeds had touched many lives. She is a saint of the church, known especially for her kindness and compassion. We also need to be kind, compassionate, and faithful in our Christian journey, knowing that our good deeds and prayers can make a positive impact on the lives of those around us. Thank you, Gia, for reading and for finishing the chapter for us. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.